The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday. Expository Thursday, as we work together to know the letter better, into the deeper parts of Philippians we travel to understand what things that the Lord doth require of us. First up, as believers, we talk the language of Christianese when we proclaim that the Father has highly exalted our Lord Jesus Christ. But how does the Father do this? Aha. Next, it becomes clear that the fulfillment of prophecy is everything when it comes to eschatology, but we need to understand that prophecy fulfillment is everything when it comes to all theology. Wow, going that deep, are we? And finally, one way or another, every living entity will worship Jesus Christ. The only issue is how the worshiper will carry out that worship.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now you can call in 972-445-0770 or... Now if you do that, terrific, he will answer the phone. It'll all be good. It'll be right as rain, just like a good chocolate chip cookie coming right out of the oven. Oh, well, that sounds good. I haven't had lunch. The other thing is you can text in 214-210-8483, of which I will not be nearly as kind, but I won't be nearly anything because I just read that and see what it is. You can also send us Morse code. Yep, we have a Morse code receiver. Morse is en route to the studio, so he's not here yet. But when he gets here, you can do a Morse code reach out. There you go. Do you like that? That was not bad, right, Rigel?
No, that's not too bad.
On the spot kind of thing. All right. Okay, let's be aware. You can either do a prayer request, a praise report, a pop question, anything you want. And if we can discuss it, we will. And if we can't, we can't. And then we're also going to do trivia. We'll start off our trivia a little easy, but a little thoughtful. Here you go. It's kind of like a three-parter almost. How many psalms are there in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms? What's the shortest and what's the longest psalm? So it's kind of a three-parter, right? So how many psalms are there? What's the shortest? Which one's the shortest? Which one's the longest? Okie dokie. All right, keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. That's simple. And the reason is simple. Why? It's not professional radio. It's just radio, and sometimes it comes in a little under. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers, here we go. So much to tell you, but let me start off by saying two things. One, I was driving to work today. There was a horrible accident, not in front of me. I was kind of like in traffic as a result of it. I actually got here 20 minutes later than normal, which for those that know me at all, I like a lot of prep time. And my prep time is just spending time with the Lord. So I felt really bad for those people. I was praying for those people. And then you kind of think about, oh, gosh, what an inconvenience. Oh, traffic like this. But can you imagine what those people were going through? What a horrid experience. And how many people are praying for them? So I think that the Lord's trying to make me softer. Like, don't be so mean. Be a nicer guy. So I'm trying to not think of things in my terms, but think of things in greater terms in the mind of God. And I want to think that way because how horrible. You should have seen the car. It was awful what they showed left, what was left over. All right, so we already have somebody responding to the trivia. That's fun. Let's start off right away. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. How you been, brother?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. All right. So this
Thank you. This
is not a the first part's not a challenging one, but I think the second and third section are a little more interesting. So how many psalms are in the Book of Psalms?
150.
That is 100% correct. You are right. All right. Now the shortest and the longest.
117.
That's the shortest, correct, and the longest.
119.
You are the man. You got it. Now, there's a couple people that think that maybe that's the midway point. The 118 is the midway point in the Bible, which is depends on what version you're using. But I always found it fascinating that 117 and 119, you got the shortest and the longest, like right there. It's almost like, all right, take a real short breath, because now you're going to have to do a really long breath.
Yeah, brother and sister.
Exactly. Excellent, my brother. Excellent job. I really appreciate it. Great way to start the show off. Good job.
You're welcome.
All right, God bless you. All right, bye-bye.
God bless you, brother.
Right. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, one thing I will tell you that a lot of people do not know, and that is I am doing something that my daughter taught me 7 years ago, a long time ago. I was talking to her, and I had mentioned this to you before only a couple times. I'm doing it today in certain elements. I'm taking a Facebook fast. A Facebook fast. So what that means is for 7 days, don't want to know about it. Don't want to hear about it. Don't want to read about it. Don't care. And the reason is because I get on there and I have all the different contacts and private contacts. And that's always good. And it's always good to give encouraging messages. But there's just this plethora, if I could use that word, plethora of people freaking out on all sides. And it's like, yeah, I don't need this. Remember yesterday we were talking about clear the air? Clear the – exactly. I'll start by my computer. I'm going to clear the air. So I'm taking a Facebook fast for 7 days. I challenge you not to necessarily do that, but I challenge you to do a media fast for 24 hours. No media. Even if you can't listen to this show, I don't care. I mean, it's just 24 hours. Just don't have any of that stuff rattling around in your brain, although we try to focus on the Word of God and stuff. The idea is just to get free from the influence. Try it. You would be amazed at the results. Okay, you know what it is. It's Expository Thursday. Let's have our unique, bizarre, and dumb sound.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
It just cracks me up. Anyhow, here we go. Philippians chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 9, and this is what I want to talk about. This is the main thing. Therefore, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I will never do this short text justice in this hour's amount of time, but let's just start off and get right into the middle of it. It says, God exalted him, has highly exalted him to the highest place. And we talk about this a lot in the sense that we think that Jesus should be honored, but we don't understand often the practical application, of this. Here it is. How has God highly exalted Jesus? Ready? Ready? You're going to love this, I promise. He gave him the name that is above every other name. Now, just stop and think for a second. You can say a lot of things. You can even say the word God. You can say Buddha. You can say Confucius. But as soon as you say Jesus Christ, something happens. It's like you're either for or against. It's either yes or no. And all of a sudden, people who don't like Jesus, the hair on the back of their neck stands up and is like, hee! And then the people that love Jesus are like, yeah. And it's an amazing element how the name of Jesus Christ is the distinguisher on how highly exalted Jesus is. Watch this. And then Jesus tells you, hey, when you come to the Father, use my name. And it's like, wait, that seems like a genius idea. Here's what Jesus said in Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Oh, Jesus never said he's God. Apparently, you've never read the Bible. That's what we go. That's where you go with that. Also, Revelation 1:18. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of Hades and death. I mean, write these things down that you have seen, the things that are, and the things that will take place after this. Not only does Jesus have the exalted name, which is, you know, 100% totally awesome, and then you go into what? Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spoke to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. What we don't always recognize is that in the scriptures, especially in the time of Jesus, especially in the Old Testament, the name represented the authority. When somebody came in the name, they were coming in their full authority. And we need to understand that what God did was give Jesus the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. You know, they do that worship song, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If that song disturbs you, you have a whole nother issue going on. You should love that.
Oh, yeah, I don't like it because of everything it represents.
You mean eternal life, salvation, forgiveness, grace, mercy, healing, touch? Yes. All of those wonderful things that make our lives worth it. All the stuff that goes around us, my goodness, it's such rubbish. There's coming a day when you stand before God, and it will be because of Jesus that he goes, come on over. Let's hang out for eternity. How could you have anything greater than that? The name of Jesus Christ is exalted. And God has exalted Jesus to the highest place. From an authority point of view, it is the name of Jesus that is above, watch this, every other name. Period. And you know who established that? God the Father. And it's just like, what? Exactly. And let me tell you something. We haven't even started on the text. We're just getting going. So I'm warning you, this is going to get a little theologue, but it's really cool stuff. Plus, I'm going to share something that you're going to hear that you've probably never heard before. I almost guarantee it, and it will blow your mind. All right, take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Our hope, my hope, is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people who vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let me give a shout out, by the way. I'm not going to name you all by name because I don't think that's the right thing to do. But the people that gave in the month of September, just you guys did an excellent job. I've always felt blessed that you guys have given. I've always felt that anybody who's given is, you know, you're sowing into the kingdom the best that we can pull it together. We're not trying to create something that doesn't exist. We're trying to encourage people on something that does exist, which is God's truth. And everybody that gave, every person, every individual amount, and it doesn't matter if it was on the lower end or the high end, all of it together, we pray over it on an everyday basis, and we pray that the Lord returns it to you, and we just appreciate it. So just kind of an overall thank you. And then in January, probably end of January, you'll get your little receipt because you're not getting an anointed Bible. That Bible's been so anointed, you never have to worry about buying somebody. Somebody, I'll send you an anointed Bible. Okay. Sit down, Charlie. That's a response. You're like, that's not it. We're going to advance the kingdom, and we'll keep doing the best we can until he comes, right? And I hope that's before the show ends. That'd make it great for everybody, and then I wouldn't have to drive home in traffic. All right, let's get the next trivia question on the board there. Now, this is, you got to think, there's two stories here, and I want you to make sure to pick the right one before you answer. This is not hard. But I want you to make sure to pick the right story. There were a number of angels that came. What was it? A number of angels that came to speak with Lot. So we're not talking about when the Abraham scenario happened. Okay. A number of angels came to speak with Lot. How many angels? Now, all I said was number, so that should not throw anybody up or down. If you know, you can text 214-210-8483. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I'd like to point out that for the next week, the Facebook site, not up. I'm just telling you, that's the reality check. Okay, how many angels, knock, knock, hi. They went to Sodom, actually. That's where a lot was. How many was that? I'll give you a chance to do that. Let's see. We've covered that website. We've covered that. I'm trying to make sure I cover everything because this teaching that I'm going to share with you right now is a mind blower. Tomorrow we have a very intense show. That does not mean we're going out camping. It just means it's intense. That's all you got to remember. And we'll just go right to it. And if you can answer that question, fantastic, on how many angels went to Sodom to go see Lot. Okay, here we go. I want to go back to the text that we were talking about. It says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name. I want you to understand that the fulfillment of this is one of the most important elements. In the next segment, we're going to show how prophecy is how Jesus was proclaimed to be exalted prior to the actual activity, and then how it all fits together as God's perfect plan. But before we get there, I want to remind you about Ephesians chapter 1. which says this: far above all principality and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Jesus, and the name of Jesus, is far above all principalities and powers, far above all other names in the universe, far above. Now, here's what I want you to get. This will, I'm hoping that this will be, I guess, I don't know if the word is helpful or not, but the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the name of Jesus Christ, get this, get ready, is also a direct answer to prayer by Jesus Christ. Jesus said something to the Father. That's so cool. And then the Father, in glorifying Jesus and raising him from the dead and exalting him and giving all power and authority, answers a prayer that Jesus prayed. John chapter 17, verse 5, "And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world began." In the prayer in John 17, which is what many have said is the longest prayer that Christ prayed, the longest recorded prayer that we have, not the longest sermon, but the longest prayer, he says, "Father, glorify me together with you. Glorify me together with you with the glory that we had before this whole mission took place." And so the glorification of Jesus Christ, elevating him and his name above every other name, is first and foremost a recognition and exaltation that his name is far above all principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness, of course, any kind of might, dominion, or any name that's ever been named. The name of Jesus is higher than any other. And then the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the acknowledgement of his name is also a direct answer to the prayers of Jesus. You want me to just freak you out? Jesus never prayed a prayer that didn't get answered or is not in process of being answered. Now, when he was in the garden, he said, "If this can pass from me, great. If not, then not, and your will be done." And the Father was like, "Okay, that's it. That's the answer to the prayer. The answer is you're going straight forward." Every prayer that Jesus prayed. So every prayer that you don't see fulfilled is still being fulfilled. And not one prayer of Jesus Christ will ever fall to the ground. just think about that. Like, wait, what? Wait, what? And that's right. I am trying to twist your brain out. And with all of this, Jesus is asking the Father, "Restore me to the former place," like where we were together, so everybody can acknowledge who's in charge. Who's in charge? Jesus is in charge. You know when they come in and they do those in the movies and they go, "Who's in charge here?" And then the guy goes, "Oh, I am." And then the guy gets shot. And then the guy asks the next person, "Who's in charge?" And then they go, "You are. You got the gun." It's like, yeah, that's cute. But let me explain to you who's really in charge. In a moment, Jesus, now it's not going to change what he's set up, but in a moment, Jesus can make one proclamation. It could all be gone. I don't think people understand what's going on here. This isn't some dude that just hung out and fulfilled a missionary plan. This is God in human form who sacrificed a part of who he is in order to help us. And if you can just... I think a lot of people can really probably, I think you probably can understand this, whether you have kids or whether you've had a relationship, whatever the case may be, that you've given into or poured yourself into somebody for their wellness or their well-being. That's what God did to the max. Poured himself out for us so that we can be connected to him. I had mentioned it before in my devotions. I've been just really having this wonderful time. The Holy Spirit's totally led me this week. I mean, just real, you know, go here, go here, go here kind of thing. And I'm in the Psalms, and you read David, and you read how he's writing the Psalms, and Asaph, how he was writing the Psalms, and how the Korahites were writing the Psalms, and how passionate they were. How passionate they were to just be able to be touched and to touch God. It's just like, it's so amazing. They were just like, oh, my heart is so hungry for you. My spirit yearns for you. There's nothing I want on this earth but you. It's like, wow, that is some really intense desire. And what's amazing is that most of us are like going, what are they talking about? What? What? But the closer in you get, the cooler you find out that God really is. And Jesus Christ, in his prayer, had his prayer answered and had his name exalted simultaneously together through the resurrection. Oh, this is nothing. With the next segment, you're going to go, what? And you're thinking, lofty. Yes, but think of this in these principles. Jesus Christ is God. He laid his life down. He died. He resurrected. Now all authority in heaven and on earth is in the hand of the Son. And the Son of God, has commissioned you and I. When people talk about the church prevailing, well, will the church prevail? When Jesus was teaching, he said the gates of hell will not prevail. And some people are arguing, well, that's defensive. Well, that's offensive. Hey, I can explain this to you really simply. Don't matter. Why? Because it's Jesus' church. I don't think anybody's getting it. It's Jesus. Okay? This isn't some dude. This is God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. This isn't partial. This is full blown. And when people deny the deity of Christ, you know what they do? They rob Jesus of the glory due him. And it's like, that's a dumb idea. You're going to find out exactly how dumb that idea is when we come back, because I'm going to share with you something that shows how prophecy set the whole thing up. And then I'm going to share with you something that happened at a conference, a very interesting conference, where somebody shared a dream in Phoenix, Arizona, about 35 years ago, that is a mind blower that you're going to go, oh, that is just too cool stuff. In the meantime, how many angels went and saw Lot in Sodom? There were two angels that went to see him, and as Joy and Cordy pointed out, they probably weren't that happy when they showed up. That's probably a good point. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
All of mankind, destroying everyone and everything he finds.
The David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might say, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like when that guy started crying and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me I'm so hard hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so, you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now, how do you think after that happens, how do you think I feel? Okay. So now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right. Because I'm just lost. And he prays for me, and it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, are you ready? Because, and that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16, the very first thing I ever taught in my life. In that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear, and that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're kind of, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome. You're here
when I need you the most. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I just tried to use my headset with both things on my ears. It sounds like I'm in a box. Does it sound any different to you, T? Doesn't sound any different? It's kind of weird. But I can hear everything. So I now know that there's a cricket on the fourth circuit behind the wire that's behind the wall. Yeah, that's too weird. I can't do that. Okay, here we go. You guys got to put up with it. You're required to. I didn't, you know, the Lord brought you to me. I didn't, you know, give me a hard time. All right, what do we got? Trivia. Here's an interesting question. Ready? Trivia. In what book of the Bible, this really should be chapter. In what chapter and in what book of the Bible is hailstone described as weighing a talent each? And for those that aren't sure, a talent is roughly 75 pounds to 100 pounds in that range. So you know how you go, like when we first came here, you guys had a couple of hailstorms when we first got here, which was about 3 years ago. And that's hail the size of golf balls. And that's the big deal because it pummels all the cars or whatever the case may be. Those are probably, you know, a quarter of an ounce or an ounce. Not just take that and add 100 pounds to it. Boom! Okay, where is that in the Bible? Where? What's the chapter and what's the book? Gives you a chance to look at it. You can call in if you know, 972-445-0770, or you can text 214-210-8483. Do not forget, please, 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 our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay. Also, don't forget livinginhisgrip.com. We have that music coming in from September and Glenn. They are willing to share their music for free, which is kind of nice, folks. I mean, free is a good price. What's the best price in the world? Free. Okay. Livinginhisgrip.com. We also have to cover history. I think we have history, don't we? We have history. Let's do history. Let's go live. All right, we already talked about chocolate chip cookies earlier in the show. Today is National Homemade Cookies Day. I mean, how could you possibly go wrong? I don't care what happens today and everything happens. It's Homemade Cookies Day, right?
Love cookies.
Are cookies not fantastic? I mean, they're just like, here, we're gonna, it's not heaven, but it just reminds you where you're going. It's like, okay. It's also, now this is no longer the case, but it used to be the case, CD player day. And most people are like, yeah, what's a CD?
I remember I used to have CD players.
Did you? That's it's so amazing that the CD is now obsolete. And now everything, it's just like everything becomes obsolete until they put the chip in your head. Oh, wait, let's just skip that for right now. It's National Hair Day. In honor of that, I shaved off all my hair, right? Poor T. She's like, can you bring that glow down, Dave?
Call me Jesus!
That was a great play. And somehow, I don't know how this works, but it's Willy Wonka Day. I'm not sure how that works. That might just be in England. So I don't know how that works. That's kind of a weird thing. Three things to tell you. 1992 on this day, the Cartoon Network appeared. I, for one, am a cartoon fan.
Me too.
I like cartoons. I understand some are worse than others. I get it. But I don't get mad at a cartoon. Wait. Because it's a cartoon. It's easier for me to differentiate. Also on this day, 30 years earlier, 1962, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, he took over as the host of The Tonight Show. A lot of people, if you watched that show, I give you a lot of props, but his first guests were Groucho Marx, Joan Crawford, Mel Brooks, Tony Bennett, and Rudy Vallee. That is a serious lineup, folks. Very serious lineup. All right, let's get back into the text. So the question is, somewhere in the Bible, okay, let's make this a little easier. Somewhere in the New Testament, towards the end, or at the end, it talks about hailstones weighing a talent each, about 75 to 100 pounds. What chapter is that in the Bible? Okay. All right. I hope you are ready, and I will not do this justice. Okay? I cannot possibly do this portion of the text justice. It is beyond my capacity, okay, as a human being. In fact, it's beyond most capacities. The scripture says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When Jesus Christ is acknowledged as Lord, it brings glory to God the Father. When you said yes, I had a discussion with somebody and they got really upset. Well, you shouldn't say accept Christ. And it's like, well, shouldn't be this. It's like, oh, please. You think that's what God's worried about, semantics? When you said yes, I surrender, I submit. Yes, I accept, I acknowledge, I receive, I greatly participate in. I don't care what you said. As soon as you said yes to Jesus Christ, it brought glory to God the Father. Here's what's going to your brain, don't get mad at me. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22 and 23 say this. Make sure I got the right text. Isaiah 45, 22 and 23. Look at me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall take an oath. Now just, oh my gosh, I have to read it again and then explain why it's unbelievable. This is Isaiah 45, 22 and 23. So this is many years before Jesus Christ, right? I mean, this isn't brilliancy. We've got, not quite 1,000 years, but, you're probably about the 700-800 range. Look at me and be saved. This is a prophecy regarding Jesus. Look at me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall take an oath. Let me explain to you that the resurrection and the glorification of Jesus Christ is in direct fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22 and 23. And because God had declared it in his word before, Jesus is the fulfillment. And in that text, he clearly identifies that he is God, he is the way, there is no other way, and that to him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And here in the text it says that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and in every and under earth, and every tongue should confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The resurrection and the exaltation and the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ is in fulfillment to Scripture hundreds of years earlier, thousands of years earlier, and set in eternity past by God. And its manifestation for us is Jesus Christ. And because of that, he is exalted above all things. His name reigns supreme. You can only look to him to get saved. People go, what are you trying to say? You can only get saved in Jesus? Yes. Well, what about the people before? It was all pointing towards the cross. Their faith was moved forward. What about the people after? All pointing back to the cross. Hey, you think it's a coincidence that all of time is registered by the life of Christ? Not so much a coincidence. And it's like the idea is that the exaltation of Jesus is all so that he can bow. Now I'm going to take you to this other place that most of you are going to freak out about. But you got to love me. You don't really have a choice. But keep in mind and the understanding that Jesus is God is the fulfillment of the prophecy and the life of Christ and the life of his death, his burial, his resurrection, and the exaltation of his name. All fulfillment of prophecy. It's not just eschatology. It's truth. It's all theology that Jesus fulfills. That's why the spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ. And so here, watch this. Every tongue confess. Every knee shall bow. Ready? I'm in Phoenix, Arizona at a church, a good-sized church, a couple thousand people, many, many, many years ago. This, by the way, is not scripture, so do not put this on the same plane. But this is what happened. So we're talking about the exaltation of Christ at the conference. Pastor has this girl come up. Seems like a nice girl. I said, I just want to share a dream. Okay. She had this dream where there was this rope. It was like a golden rope. And she was going through a lot of spiritual warfare, and her family was and everything. And she saw the rope, and the rope went around this being that was kind of a demonic being, and it went everywhere except it went around its forehead, and then it went underneath its neck, all through the body, all through the torso, stopped at the thighs, went picked back up at the calves, and all the way down to the feet. And she felt like the Lord was saying, I'm going to give you victory in this situation. But she asked the Lord, again, this is not scripture, it's what she shared. Why is the golden rope, that rope, why is it set up that way? And she believed that she heard the Lord say, because every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow to the glory of God. And it's just like, wait, what? Wait, what? And in her dream, the demon didn't have the knees or the mouth covered because it still needed to confess. Because it doesn't matter whether it's a demon or an angel or a person. Every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow. Jesus Christ is Lord unto the glory of God. When we get back, I will finalize that to which you're going to go, wowzer. The passage for the heavy-duty talent, or the hailstone heavy-duty talent, Revelation chapter 16, verse 21. Okay? Okay. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving part, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or do you know? Did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So. But, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know. So you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, so now I'm not unaware that some of the material that we're covering is very high-minded, so to speak. It's like there's a lot there. You're like going, whoa. But that's okay. If you know, it'll be up on the podcast. If you need to hear it again, you should listen to it again. Some really crucial material, and I'm going to cover it in a rehash. I do want to give a shout out because somebody texted me and said, "Don't forget it's Seniors International Day." And I don't know. I guess I'm a senior now. I get, you know, technically, you know, it's 0 to 20 is a child, 20 to 40, a young person, 40 to 60 person, and 60 older is elder. I still got a little bit of time. That's all I'm going to say.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Thank you very much. Just a little bit. Thank you very much. And if you get a lump of coal, it's from me. Okay, no, I'm good. All right, let's see. Our last trivia question, pretty straightforward question. Shouldn't be that difficult. If it is, it's okay. I'll give the answer. How many years did it take to build the temple that was there in Jesus' time? How many years did it take to build the temple? I will tell you the answer is in the Gospel of John. So if you think you know, or if you want to text in, you're welcome to. Website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, now I'm hoping that when you get the trivia question done, when we get into this, I'm going to do a recap on this, but I'm going to do it in such a way that I'm hoping it's perhaps a little bit more helpful. The scripture says, "Therefore God highly exalted Jesus to the highest place." And God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It's important to understand that the way that God the Father gave God the Son the exaltation was through the name. The name is representative of a person's authority or a position, and the name of Jesus is reigns above all other names. That's the first thing. Then I think we do have somebody coming in to answer. They got somebody answering? Oh, yeah. Let's answer that, and then I'll finish the recap. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Brother David, this is Ace.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
All right.
The Lord's been good to me.
I was just praying for you. Extra special this morning, so I'm believing great things for you.
Thank you, because I was under the weather, and now the weather's been broken. I'm in sunshine now, so I've was under the weather, but now I'm healed, and thank you for the prayer.
You got it. It's so weird how that happens, because it's like you pray for somebody, and then they end up calling you. You're like, oh, okay, all right, Lord. You just keep the connections going, Lord. We're just following. So anyway, all right, took a while for them to build that other temple. Answer is in Gospel of John. How many years did it take them to build the temple in Jesus' time? Do you remember?
If I remember, I think it was 46 years.
That is correct, sir. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent pull. Excellent recall. 46 years, which is a really long time.
It is a long time.
It's a long time to do a building. Like, wow. That's like a train program in California. It's like 46 years just to get something going.
Yeah. Well, some people are slow. People are fast. So, but yeah, that's well, it was quite a temple, though. It would have been something for us to see.
Yeah.
I know the second one, they were saying, well, this ain't nothing compared to the glory of that first one.
Amen. Amen. I mean, that's amazing. People have, you know, we get pictures in Revelation, but I'm not sure the fullness of the human mind can comprehend the things that God's prepared in the next temple. It's like, well, I think it's going to be a little more outstanding. Awesome. Great job, my brother. I appreciate it.
Good to be with you. And I apologize if I don't give a lot. I try to give what I can once in a while. Like I said, I'm on television, radio, so that costs me money, and I don't have any support on that. So I just kind of do what I can when I can. So forgive me if I'm not supporting monetarily as much as you probably want me to. So appreciate your love.
I will never stop praying for you. You can count on that. Okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you, David.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you.
Bye. All right. So great job by Ace, by the way. All right. So let's just understand we're recapping on this on the Philippians portion, because I only got six minutes. So I want to make sure I get. So we talked about the name of Jesus and how God the Father exalted him, gave him the name that is above every name. Then we also talked about it's important to understand that there is a portion in this where Jesus said to the Father in John 17:5, hey, restore the glory where I was with you from before. And part of that exaltation, part of the resurrection, listen to this, part of the resurrection is in fulfillment to that prayer request. Because that resurrection is what gave the acknowledgement of the glory of Christ to humanity. Not to divinity, but to humanity. And so the understanding is that that resurrection that took place in Jesus Christ, it was a part of a prayer that was answered that Jesus had petitioned. And again, Jesus has never prayed a prayer that fell flat. If the answer was no, like in the garden, the answer was no. But there's prayers he prayed about the future. They will still come to pass. It's amazing. I can get into that. You get into the unity part. We'll do that some other time. Then, understanding that Jesus has a name that's above every name, and that God the Father highly exalted him, and that part of that glorification process was an answer to prayer. The other part of that equation is that Jesus is the fulfillment of Isaiah 45, 22, and 23, and that not just eschatology, the end times, but all theology is completely dependent on the deity of Christ and the addition taking on, like we talked about last week, the human nature, and that both divinity and humanity existed in Christ, and his exaltation then becomes the key name by which man can approach God and by which God approaches man. And it's just like, it's undeniable. It's fulfillment of Scripture. It's the exaltation of his name. And it's mind-boggling. And then we just talked about, as we were exiting, how that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, and every knee shall bow, right? It's every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Here's a big part of that this fulfillment is part of the overall plan for humanity from God. This is God's, here's my plan. You're going to acknowledge Jesus. Here's the kick. Everybody is going to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. Everybody. It's just that some people are going to do it in pleasure, and other people are going to do it in pain. And that is the ultimate decision of an earthly journey, all the demons who have rejected God or rejected God's counsel will acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord in pain. All the angels will do so in joy. All the humans that deny and reject Jesus Christ will still acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord to the glory of God the Father, but in pain. And everybody that says yes to Jesus will bow and will make that confession in pleasure and in glory. This is the one thing that you can come with all the stuff they want, all the science, all the wisdom, all the culture. It's going to come down to one thing. Oh, you're going to confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and you're going to bow the knee. It's just, is it going to be something you want to do or something that you're despising while you do it? It's just, there's nothing else. And you think of all that stuff that we, you know, we've got great technology, we do this and we do this. There's coming a moment where none of it will matter. It's simply going to be, are you doing this because you are so happy to do it, or are you doing this because you have to do it? And it's just a split decision. And you think, well, it sure seems like less people are going to say yes than less people are going to be in heaven. Yeah. It's a narrow path. There's few that find it. Yeah. But the Lord has chosen you. You wouldn't even be listening to me if it didn't have a touch to you, you see? Why would you even pay attention? You are going to acknowledge Jesus Christ and do so now, in joy, in worship. Everybody's going to do it one way or another. Praise God, we get to say, Jesus Christ is Lord, and bow the knee and confess with our mouths to the glory of God, and we get to do it dancing on streets of gold. I just love it. All right, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.